So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Oh, everybody. Welcome to New Life. My name is Elena, and it is just such a joy to be together this Christmas. Welcome to those of you on the patio. Welcome to those of you who are joining us online. We are so glad that you are a part of our services this year. It truly is just such a joy to come together and celebrate Emmanuel, God with us, God's divine light coming into the world to illuminate our hearts and set things right. One day we look forward to that, his coming back. So before we jump right back into worship, I just want to say, if this is your first time here, we would love to get to know you. Please stop by a Connection Central on your way out and say hello to us. We have a gift for you. We'd just love to get to know you and figure out how you might want to plug in here to our New Life family. And before we jump back into worship, would you just turn to somebody next to you and wish them a Merry Christmas?
Jesus. will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great.
Gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. And so as we prepare to light the Christ candle, we read this last verse. It says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So let us go and read this liturgy together. It says this: Jesus is that light of the world. Thanks be to God. And God sent his only son to save us. Thanks be to God. This Christmas, we celebrate Christ's coming and his love for us all. Glory to God in the highest heaven. So as we light the Christ candle to remember his birth, we joyfully proclaim, thanks be to God. Let's just sing this doxology together.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I love that last verse in that passage. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never extinguish it. You know, we gather in spaces like this, and throughout the Christmas season, there are
opportunities for us to think about, like, what actually brings, like, joy or light into our lives. And there's actually things that are on the smaller scale. Just, come on, let's just be honest. They just kind of bring a little bit of light or joy into our lives. They're small. They may seem insignificant, and yet they can be kind of special as well. And so this is, like, interactive time. I know you came, and you weren't quite sure if you were going to interact, but take out your phones. It's okay. If you're a kid and your parents told you to keep your phone away, you can take it out for just this moment. And we're going to have, we're going to decide some things over the next, you know, 20 or 30 seconds. Go ahead and take out your phone, and I want you to turn your flashlight on as we're talking about this idea of light. And I want to decide a couple things. First of all, I'm going to give you options. And when you hear the option that you lean towards, now again, you can't raise it for both. But when you hear the option that you lean towards, tell me, I want you to tell everybody that and kind of see your people by raising up your flashlight. So like if you, the first one is this. If you like wrapped presents or you like stockings, all right? Think about it for a moment because this is a big deal. You like wrapped presents or do you like stockings more? So like what, when, which are you going to gravitate towards, all right? So if you are a wrapped presents person, go ahead and raise yours up. There you go. See? All right, put yours down. Any stocking people willing to admit it? That's all right. It's all right. You're okay. You're in a safe space. You can share these things, all right? What about this? Do you like Christmas cookies or Christmas music? Which one do you like better? I know. You got to decide. Christmas cookies or Christmas music? All right? Christmas cookies, go ahead and raise up your... All right? Christmas music, go ahead... Yeah, awesome. All right. I got a couple more. Do you like Christmas movies or Christmas lights? Christmas movies or Christmas lights? Christmas lights, raise up your hand. All right. Christmas movies? There ain't no husband raising up their hand right now because they've been watching forever. Ever. All right. Now this one is super controversial. Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Now, every family I've noticed has a leaning towards one of those. Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? So any Christmas Eve folks? All right. Any Christmas Day folks? Awesome. All right. So we have these things that bring us joy. Now, I'm going to give you a pro tip right now. You're going to want to turn your flashlight off because you don't want to be that person after service with it in your pocket and it's still lit up. So go ahead, turn your light off. You can put it away. It's all right. But we have these things that give us kind of like this little bit of joy or this light that kind of comes during this time of season. But here's something else that I've noticed during this particular time of season. There's also things that accentuate the darkness, right? Like as much as there's things that kind of remind us of the light and the joy and the happiness and the things of that nature during this time of year, there's also things that accentuate the darkness. And the reason I say that is because I can almost guarantee that every single one of us at some point along the last month, at the very least, has looked at a friend or a spouse or somebody and said, I can't believe how dark it is at like 5 o'clock at night, right? Like you've said that to somebody, you've actually looked at someone, or you've said these words, I feel like it's midnight already, right? Like you look at it and you're like, it's like midnight. And you look down and you're like, oh no, it's 6:30. And you're not, but it feels so dark. And the reality is that during this time of year, not only do we recognize the physical darkness that things get dark. In fact, we just had the shortest day of the year. And I am so glad that we're on the other side of that, where we start getting more and more light. But the reality is that even though we have these things that bring joy, the presents that are unwrapped and the lights that we put up and the Christmas cookies that we get to deliver and the gifts that we both give and receive, and they're so awesome, there's also this sense where we are really confronted with this idea of darkness and how dark things actually can be. We're actually confronted with areas where we need comfort. We're confronted with areas where we need confronted. We find ourselves looking at areas of darkness where we're like, man, I need guidance in this particular area. And maybe you find yourself in one of these particular groups where you're discovering that, man, there are just things during the season where the darkness or the frustration or the challenges become so much more apparent because we're focused in on trying to see light during the season. And so in some weird way, we are more aware of the darkness. It seems like during this time of year, we're aware of several things. Maybe you can relate to some of these. Problems that we can't solve. During this time of year, we're like, man, there are just things in my life that I cannot solve. And maybe it's something where you have recently experienced a medical diagnosis where you're like, man, this is just something that I am not able to solve. And I want to refer to it this way, situational darkness. Now, there are just moments in our life where we just find ourselves in situational darkness and we get frustrated because here's a problem that I just simply can't solve. Or what about this one? This might hit close to home. Relationships we can't fix. Like, we're looking at a relationship. Maybe it's with a spouse. Maybe it's with a child. Maybe it's with a family member or a friend or any number of people. But we look at that and there's this relational darkness because there's a relationship that we just can't simply fix. Or what about expectations that we can't meet? Maybe there's just kind of a situation in our life and we're like, man, I wish I could meet this expectation. I wish I could have. And so we have kind of this internal darkness because it just seems hopeless because we're not quite sure how we'll ever meet that particular expectation. And as I was seeking God and saying, God, hey, here you have this idea of light and the fact that darkness cannot extinguish it. And yet sometimes darkness feels so incredibly heavy. And I began to think about the more traditional, you know, that's John's kind of depiction of what's happening during the Christmas story. I began to think about, hey, what did it look like in those areas for those who were in that Luke chapter 2, the more traditional Christmas story that we're used to hearing around this particular time? I began to think about the problems that we can't solve, the darkness, the situational darkness. And I thought about Mary, and I'm like, Mary, here she is, a pregnant teenager, and she knows that everybody's, you know, chirping and talking about her, and she's not quite sure how she truly fits into everything that God's doing. And she's just trying to figure out, what does it look like for me to be a part of what God is doing in this particular moment? I think about Joseph. Joseph had no good way out. His options were, do I divorce her? Do I do it quietly? How do I navigate all of this? It just felt like the situation was so much bigger than himself. And then Israel as a whole, they're sitting here crying out after almost 500 years, how long, O Lord? Where are you in all of this? And they just find themselves in situational darkness. And then you have these relationships that we can't fix, this darkness that is just that relationship darkness that just kind of settles on us that we become more aware of. And it might seem odd or weird, but one of those areas when you look at the Christmas story is actually the person of Herod, because Herod is not excited about the fact that there's this king that has been born. And then how's this going to get fixed? See, so many of times our relationships get muddied and they're difficult because somebody wants their way. And they're not willing to have the humility to meet somebody, to understand somebody, to see what maybe God is doing in a bigger way. And then expectations we can't meet. I think about the shepherds and the fact that they are unclean. And because they were unclean, they were actually excluded from doing anything in the temple. And so here you have these individuals who are wrestling with, how am I even a part? Is it even possible for me to be a part of what God is doing? And it's challenging. But into every one of those situations, into that the problems that we can't solve, and into the relationships that we can't fix, and into the expectations that we can't meet, comes light. And the darkness cannot extinguish it. And there's two things that light brings into every situation. The first one is comfort. We like that, right? We like this idea of comfort. When I think of comfort, I think of how light so often comforts those kind of at both ends of the spectrum, because it comforts, like, my kids when they were little. They would love, like, if their door was completely closed, there was fear, right? But all of a sudden, if I left the hall light on and left the door barely cracked and that kind of little bit of light streamed in, then all of a sudden there was comfort, right? There's also comfort, as I know, as I get older, because I leave the bathroom light on so that I can see at night and get there as my eyes don't adjust. Some of you can relate to that a little bit easier. But there's comfort when it comes to light. And for some of us, into each one of those situations, that's actually what we're asking God to do. God, would you bring comfort into this? Would you bring comfort into the problems that I can't solve? And would you just let me know that you're there? That you're with me. Will you bring comfort into the relationships that I can't fix? and let me know that you see what is going on. Would you bring me comfort into the expectations that I can't meet? And the second area is that it confronts. It not only comforts, but light confronts. And so we find ourselves asking, when light comes in, all of a sudden we're faced with truth, and we're faced with decisions that we need to make, and we're faced with the fact that there's a very clear and direct path, and am I willing to walk and step into that particular light and allow God to confront the things in my life? Will I allow him to confront the problems that I don't think I can solve with his truth? Am I going to allow him to confront the relationships that I can't fix and give me wisdom where there's uncertainty? And will I allow him to confront the expectations that I can't meet and realize that he is God and I am not? And so into each one of these particular situations, you have comfort that's needed, and you have the confrontation, really, of light. And the question for us this Christmas season is, are you going to be willing to step into the light and allow Jesus to either comfort you, or at times, and this one's more difficult, to confront you with his truth, with his wisdom, with his direction? And so I want you to just press pause for a moment this afternoon. I want you to process your life and think about those situations that you can't seem to solve right now, those problems that you can't seem to solve. I want you to think about those relationships that you can't seem to fix. And I want you to think about those expectations that maybe you just seem to can't quite meet. And I want you to ask yourself, where do I need God's comfort in those? Maybe right now in one of those particular areas, you're afraid. Maybe one of those areas, you're hurting. For some of you, this is the very first Christmas that you're spending without a loved one, and you're like, God, I just need your comfort. This is something that I can't solve. I wouldn't have asked to go through this particular season in this particular way. God, would you just bring your comfort into my life? Or what about confrontation? God, I find myself trying to figure things out on my own, but God, this coming year, I just need you to confront me with your truth. I need to step further into your light. I need you to reveal a pathway. There's just uncertainty. I'm not quite sure how to navigate this. And God, I'm at the point where I need to just kind of let go and let you guide and direct me once again, or maybe for the very first time. And so there's really kind of three ways that sometimes people step into the light: to experience comfort and to be confronted. The first way is a little bit like in our household. We have this one chandelier that's on a dimmer switch. And so that one can either be all the way on or all the way off. But the beauty of it is that it can gradually grow, right? And for some of us, this particular season, we're here and we're a little bit maybe skeptical of what God might be able to do. We're skeptical that he might be able to comfort us. We're skeptical about allowing him to confront us. And so my encouragement to you this Christmas season would simply be this: would you begin to dial up that dimmer switch this coming 2023? Would you begin to move that up? Would you begin to allow God to increase the light in your life, increase the comfort that he wants to bring in your life, increase the confrontation at times that he wants to bring in your life, to confront you with his things and who he is and who he wants to be in your life? Would you maybe consider just dialing up that dimmer switch just a little bit? For others, there's an area where we feel like we need laser focus, right? Where we need God to shine light on a particular situation. Maybe it's a relationship we have. Maybe it's a problem that we can't solve. But man, you need God with laser beam focus to be able to shine light in a particular area, to be able to bring comfort to that particular area, that particular situation, to confront us with that particular truth. And would you be open maybe to say, God, hey, would you just bring your comfort? Would you confront me in this particular area? Or the third way is simply just to fully step into the light. Like sometimes life seems so chaotic and it feels so dark that what you're asking God to do is simply, God, would you allow me to step fully into your light? Like I'm in darkness. I'm not even sure where I need you to speak to me, but I just want to step fully into your light and allow your light to illuminate the areas of my life that need comforted and the areas of my life that need confronted. I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes this afternoon. And I want you to ask God, God, where is it that your light needs to shine into my darkness? Is it a relationship? Is it a problem that I can't solve? Is it something that is an expectation that feels so beyond me that I'm not quite sure how to handle it? And then what if you gave God permission to shine his light into your darkness? What if you gave God permission to begin to dial up that dimmer switch and illuminate the things in your life where he wants to speak into it? What if you gave God permission to say, God, I need you to go laser focused on a particular situation. And what if you lifted that up to him right now and said, God, I need your light. I need your comfort. I need to be confronted. I need this situation to be confronted with your truth. Some of us have found ourselves this year trying to hide from being confronted by God. And we're walked in with this heavy burden. What if you allow God to confront an area of your life that has just been weighing you down? You just surrender that to him this afternoon. Or maybe, again, maybe everything feels so overwhelming that you simply just need to step fully into the light and experience the fullness of God's forgiveness and his grace and his mercy and his love for you. See, every one of the individuals of that Christmas story, the shepherds, Mary, Joseph, even the wise men that came later on, every one of them, as they stepped into the light of Jesus, all of a sudden experienced the comfort of God, but also felt that they were being confronted by who God is and who they needed him to be in their lives. And so, Heavenly Father, we come to you, God. And God, we ask for both. See, sometimes we want to choose and pick and choose one or the other, but God, we need you to comfort us in this particular moment, but we also need you to confront us with your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness. And God, when we choose to believe in you, when we choose to trust in you, we'll experience both the comfort that you bring, but also the truth that you confront us with. God, we are thankful that we get to gather together and we get to celebrate and we get to worship you. May this Christmas season, may we experience the fullness of your comfort. And God, may we experience the fullness of the truth that you confront us with. And we ask all these things in Jesus' mighty and powerful name. Amen.
Light up the world, treasure of heaven, brilliant like the stars in the wintry sky. So shine across the earth, send the shadows to far. Light up the world from the beginning, the tragedies of time were no match for. Story, God, you
light of the world, and you are hope for every heart and every circumstance. And this Christmas, Jesus, I ask that you would open our hearts to see you clearly, and that you would help our hearts to experience your nearness and your comfort in a deeper way than we've ever known before. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You can have a seat. You know, one of my very favorite things about the Christmas season is sometimes the nostalgia that it evokes. In fact, if you come to church tomorrow morning, you'll hear David talk about Mary, Jesus's mom, and after Jesus was born and after the shepherds had come and they'd bowed down and worshiped before Jesus, Luke says that Mary held all these things in her heart and she thought about them often. And so we wanted to just take a little pause, you know, as the year comes to a close, and to do the same, to take a little pause and just to be thankful for the things that God has done, to hold them into our heart and do a little bit of reflecting, to remind us of who we are as New Life, and to just give thanks for all of the things that God has done in and through our church this year. So I would love for you just to take it to check out this video.
The Gospel of John begins with a bold claim. God's eternal light has come into the world in the form of a baby. And this light gives life to everyone, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Later, when that baby grew up, as he was spreading that light around, he looked into the faces of those who were following him and said this, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." When Jesus was crucified, the light wasn't extinguished. And when he ascended to heaven, he didn't take this life-giving eternal light with him. No, this light that shines in the darkness, this inextinguishable, life-transforming light, it resides in you, in me, and especially in us. Jesus passed the torch, and now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are equipped and called to do the things that Jesus did, to bring hope, to bring healing, to carry the light into dark places and usher in the kingdom of heaven here on the Central Coast. At New Life, we don't take this responsibility lightly. We want to see our families, our neighbors, and our communities no longer stumbling in the darkness, but living fully alive in Jesus. Here are just a few ways that we've seen God move this year.
Yes, God is so good. We just wanted to pause and just celebrate some of the ways that God has just moved this year. I'd like to invite our ushers forward to receive our offering. You know, at Christmas Eve, a lot of times we don't have an offering. We don't do this because we have a lot of visitors here. And so, and by all means, if this is your first time here, you're just checking New Life out, please don't feel any obligation to give. But With Christmas Eve falling on a weekend this year, we didn't want you to miss out on the opportunity to worship God in this way, because this is truly an act of worship, to say, God, you have first place in my heart. Everything I have is from you, and here is what I have to offer you, and would you bless it? Would you use it to bless others? And as you can see from that video, you know, God truly is using the generosity of our church to bless people, not just here, but on the Central Coast and all across the world, in India and beyond. And so thank you so much to those of you who do partner with what God is doing. We hope that God blesses you through your generosity, because it really, truly is making a difference in so many people's lives. And I wanted to give you a quick update on a couple of things that are coming up. If this is your first time, you're just somewhat new to church, we truly want to invite you back. You know, we say this a lot around New Life, is that, you know, we're not an event to attend, but a family to belong to. So we would love to invite you back to another one of our services. The next couple of weeks are going to be a little bit unique because of the holidays. So tomorrow is Christmas morning, and we will be having one service at 9 a.m. all ages. There's not going to be any kids men. It's just going to be a quick, short service. We would love for you to make us part of your Christmas morning tradition this year. And then next Sunday is New Year's Eve. Can you believe 2023 is almost here? And next Sunday is New Year's Eve. So we're going to have one service that day as well at 9 a.m. as well. It'll be a little bit more. There'll be some kids men available that day. But we would just love to invite you back to become a part of what God is doing here at New Life. We would love to connect you with some other people. And we would just love for you to come back. So we invite you back. You're welcome any Sunday. And now is my very favorite part of our, speaking of nostalgia, of our Christmas Eve services. We're going to sing Silent Night together. So if you have your candles, Pastor David is going to start the lighting from the Christ candle. So from the Christ candle, all of the light will spread around the room. When the light comes to you, pass it to the person next to you, but don't pass it behind you. The ushers will be here to help pass it back throughout the sanctuary here today. So would you guys stand, and we're going to sing Silent Night.
Father, Prince of Peace, of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Amen.
And so it's been so good to spend Christmas Eve with you. As you leave, if you would blow out your candles and then drop them in the baskets as you leave, as you go, may we be as the shepherds and walk away and go through those doors glorifying and praising God because we have seen and experienced Jesus just as we have been told. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen and amen. Grace and peace to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.